Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. You've just got Corey and Rick today, man. We're having a great time. Pete Gray, not in the studio this morning, continuing his Montana adventure. If you didn't catch him for the first half of the show, gave us a great report. They're having a really good time up there in Montana, living the good life, man. Trout fishing and hiking and just enjoying some beautiful country and great fishing and some very well-deserved time off. And man, stoked about it. And we're going to hopefully hear another report from Pete tomorrow or certainly next week. And then in the meantime, we have just been talking all kinds of great fishing today. Lots going on. It really feels like things have really kicked off. You know, the consistent tuna fishing offshore, the good fishing inshore, and we're going to be talking a whole lot more of that here in this second hour. And as we mentioned before, man, today's a freelance show. We're just hanging out, talking fishing with you. Whatever you want to talk about, you got questions about trips, tackle, questions, whatever it might be, send them our way, whether it be a phone call or text. Corey, we're standing by having a great time.
And that phone call would be made to 213-432-1090, or you can send us a text through the app. It's only done through the app, so you know if you haven't done so yet, downloading the app is super easy. Rick, even I could do it. I did it. Done deal, and it's just a super easy, fun way to do it. And you can listen to all the archived shows, and it's just while you're working. You could be anywhere in the world.
Totally.
And listen to the show.
We had a ton, and thanks to everybody for reaching out. We had a ton of feedback from that show we do with Captain Brian Kiyohara on the American Angler.
Yeah.
The OG kickback, talk about the old days, talking story show. You know, that was a very unique one. Let's Talk Hookup is a great tool, and it's a service, and it's live, and it's direct, and it's phone calls from the boats, and it's the knowledge from the guys that were on the water. And that was such a departure from the norm of just talking stories of the old days with Captain Brian. And I had such a blast.
That was so much fun.
That was a lot of fun.
And I remember it took us to the hour and 45-minute mark out of 2 hours to mention the American Angler.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, it's so cool.
It was a lot of fun.
Brian's such a great, humble guy and an awesome representative of the sport and fishing community. And if you didn't catch that show, what a fun one to listen to and a great way to try out the app and the iCarve, or the archive, excuse me. Just fire off the app and look up that show. It's a great listen and a lot of fun. And like you said, it's only available on the Let's Talk Hookup app, and it's also the only way that you can send in your text messages today.
And when you do so, you send a text. Make sure you leave your name and telephone number, your contact info, because at the end of the show, we're giving away a full-day trip on the San Diego out of Seaforth, man.
So rad.
So cool. The one lucky caller or one lucky texter.
You got it. Well, speaking of great fishing and all the things going on, Corey, it's time for the Catch Report.
It is, and it's brought to us by Summit Gasoline. And gas prices just keep going up. And with summer right here at our doorstep, you need the lowest prices in town, and that's Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to the expanded Summit Gasoline and get low, low, low gas prices on diesel also. And for your truck, for your boat, you can pull right up there. It's super easy. I've done it 100 times, and it's super easy. And Summit is a huge plenty of room and enough room for your boat, like I mentioned, and you pull through super easy. And the pumps are just there waiting. The bistro is full of everything you need for a full day on the water. And don't forget, with 35 gallon fill up, you get 100 pounds of free ice, man. It's so cool.
Such a rad deal.
I know. And just a little hint, like if I put 25 gallons in the boat and I put 10 gallons in the truck,
there you go.
There's your 35 gallons for your 100 pounds of free ice, only at Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena.
You got it, man. Well, hey, we're going to find out what's going on. Our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish, is standing by with our fishdope.com report. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Corey. You know, just like you guys are saying, man, I love these shows where you're just talking story. It's fun stuff, man. And I'm going to finish up with a little story. So
all right.
Hey. But so we did get switched out of our May Gray. We traded it for June Gloom, and kind of got a double dose this morning here. It's just so dark outside. But you know what? Summer's coming.
It's coming.
And things are starting to change. Kind of slow getting started. But anyway, up at the Northern Islands there, same setup there. They still got their wind. They can have it. Makes it tough for them to get out to halibut and sea bass on a consistent basis. No shortage of fish, though. So when they get a break, there's plenty of good fishing. At San Nicolas, you know, the weather's been an issue there. Not quite as bad as up to the north, but those halibuts that kind of mounted up on the sand spit like they usually do at this time of year, it's been pretty good for the guys that fight their way out there. At Santa Barbara Island, they're inside the wind a little bit. Still lumpy, though, a little challenging. A little bit of squid to be made there, and a little sample on the sea bass and halibuts. And at both islands, really good bottom fishing. They just, those cods are just loving it out there. And at San Clemente Island, getting a little more coverage, trying to kind of get with the program. Water is warming up and cleaning up. Front side is actually pretty clean. And those yellows are responding a little better there, some fish in the cove, along with some halibut, and front side middle has probably been the better area for those yellows. It's, you know, my friend Mitch on the blackfish was over there, I think it was day before yesterday. He had a really nice catch on the yellow. They had like 12 fish. So it's getting rolling. Over at Catalina, now, we got some breaking news here. Danny from Fish Dope called me this morning.
Okay.
And
let's
squid, you know, and we've been talking about for weeks here, it's just been brutal squid season here, between very little to nothing. And but things are starting to change a little bit, and the carnage is sitting in front of Avalon right now with a live squid for sale.
Hey, that's great news.
That's good news. I think that's the first of the year that anybody's been over there selling bait. So we'll see if that gets those yellows and sea bass a little more motivated, because it's definitely a little slow getting started. So that kind of leads me into another part of the report and a little story here, because you were just talking about the response you got from Brian telling all those stories last Saturday,
yeah.
Which I agree, it was like totally fantastic show. And then you had kind of the same with my friend Jamie from Seasons on Sunday. You know, Jamie and I got an audience, and a lot of it revolves around fish and sea bass. So I got to tell you a little story, and it's part of the report here. So, you know, we saw that, we're seeing that squid show up at Catalina, and there hadn't been any squid along the coast that I know of in quite some time here. But that could change, and it changes like literally overnight. So we're going to roll back here 10 or 12 years toward where we had that really good fishing at the checkpoint area.
Right.
Okay. Kind of down there, South Orange County area like that, off just above Oceanside. So we had got the word about some squid showing up there before 500 boats got on it. So we rolled down there, got the anchor down. There were a few boats around, but not many, because, it, again, it's just getting started, which is the best time to catch something before the word gets out. So we got the light out, set the crowder out, caught our bait, and I'd hurt my back a little bit working that crowder. So I laid down up forward, took my boots off, which was a big mistake, and started to stretch it out, just starting to get that back feeling a little more comfortable when one of the clickers goes off. Jamie's yelling, "Hook up!" We go flailing out there, and this is, you know, it's like flat calm. Not that many boats around. It's about 1 o'clock in the morning, I think, 1:30, something like that. And so we're bit. And like I said, I have my boots off, so I go out there, pick up my rod, fall on my ass because I didn't have much traction on a slippery deck. And we wound up with the most incredible bite in the middle of the night on giant sea bass. They started off with, you know, nice ones like 40s. And it just got bigger and bigger. And I don't know that I ever told Jamie this, but I released one of his that was all tangled in a bunch of floating kelp that was going by. And I'm thinking probably 70. Just giant.
Wow.
And we just had a blast. And we wound, you know, we had our limits, cleaned up, went back to bed 4 o'clock in the morning or so. In the morning, absolute crickets, just nothing. Nobody caught nothing that whole school had moved on, but those of us that were there in the middle of the night whacked them. So,
wow.
This is the moral of the story. It's going to do the report. That squid could show up down there at any time. Not saying it will.
Sure.
But it could. And when it does, guys, you know, those big ones are around. They've been biting here for several weeks sporadically. It was pretty good there for a little bit. It's kind of tapered off here now. It's had some dirty water and tough conditions. And, but that stuff is around. So slow trolling a mackerel on the edge of the kelp or fishing a mackerel with a bobber rig on the edge of the kelp is a standard way of doing it. But if that squid shows up, fishing on the squid beds is a whole different story. And one of the things that we found that seems a little different is, you know, you're marking the fish a lot of times closer to the bottom. So you got your jigging squid or your dropper loop down there and something maybe mid-water. But a lot of those fish, we've gone completely dark once we caught the bait. A lot of those fish we've caught both that time and, you know, many other times on fly line baits in the total dark. Just like a quarter, 3 ounce sinker, just enough to keep it away from a bird that's flying by. Straight fly line in the middle of the night, catching whopper sea bass.
Man,
so,
Mark.
Jeez.
Something to think about, guys.
Yeah.
And a lot of that happened, Mark, in this kind of temperature, right? Like in the low 60s,
yeah.
Approaching the mid 60s.
Yep.
And when the water was in a colder cycle, yeah, like we're experiencing.
Yep. Exactly right. That's kind of what I was thinking about it. And then, you know, just listening to Jamie last weekend and you guys talking, and, you know, Jamie worked with me on a number of different boats, and we fished together on a number of different boats, and we caught just, I was going to say shitload, but I probably shouldn't say that, of sea bass together, and yellows and, you know, everything else, of course. But, man, some of them coastal trips we had were just beyond the beyond in terms of good fishing. So we'll see if some of that comes together. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. Who knows? This has definitely been a weird year. But, you know, I'll probably have time to get to the little bit of barracuda that showed up on the horseshoe a couple days ago.
Oh, nice.
And I was going to mention maybe keep an eye on them kelp daddies, guys, because especially from about Oceanside South, that water's getting, you know, 62, 3, 4 even. So kind of keep an eye out for yellowtails on the kelps. And you guys were talking about that tuna fish. It finally looks like it's settling into that area above the cross and 390 in that sector, and that's not that far. So I'd say with relatively decent weather next week, I think some guys are going to catch some fish. Time to go, guys.
Yeah. I think you're right, Mark. You know, we knew it was a good sign yesterday. We had a lot of, like, morning, three-day trips leaving. And you know that the fish isn't too far away when before I left for work, those guys were already calling in, like, hey, we're stopped. Hey, we got some going. We got daytime fish already. So when guys are getting into fish on their departure day, you know it's a good sign of things to come. Buddy, great job on the report. As always, sure appreciate everything you do for us with the Pacific Edge, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We got it. We'll see you guys. Take care.
Thanks, Mark.
Such a great report, but I know we're going to go where they...
Yeah,
water temp's good, and they are biting, right?
No doubt, man. First one of the season, Rosie. We're sure excited to talk to you.
Oh, my goodness.
Sea Dove Sport Fishing. How are you?
I am doing well, and it's already been a crazy start to the season.
Man.
You know, the weather was a little cool. The wind was doing what the wind does. It blows. It was not that great. But on our first trip, that did not stop our gang from catching 11 yellowtail over 40 pounds.
Wow. Come on.
Isn't that crazy?
That's how you started.
It's like 11, that's how it started.
I mean, like 11 yellows would have been good.
11 over 40 that would be such a huge stat for the year. You know what I mean? Like, hey, this year we had 11 yellowtail over 40 pounds. Like, that's a yearly stat.
That's legit.
Not the first trip.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? And not only that, but I think it was like four, it could have been five, but four, I'm going to say four of those yellowtail were caught on bass rods with swim baits fishing for calicos.
Wow. Rosie, what are you doing? Like, Corey and I have another 45 minutes to deal with. You're going to put Corey on tilt for the rest of the show. You can't be doing that.
I know, right? I mean, if you actually look on on our Facebook, on our social media, you'll see Mimi in there, and sure enough, man, she's got a little swim bait hanging out of this, you know, 40-plus pound, I think hers was 41 or 42-pound yellowtail, and I'm just sitting there shaking my head going, and this is trip number one. Here we go.
Crazy.
You know, trip number one. So we've had some great calico bass fishing, though, too. They're seeing, like what I want to say, like, just like some areas where the red crab are, it's like they're not all over, but there's some, like, patchy red crab. And underneath that red crab are just these really big calicos, 7-8 pounders, and literally, like I say, you can catch them on anything, whether it be a yo-yo, a surface iron, or a swim bait, or a stick bait. They're there, and they're ready to be caught. I think you guys know the Hadas. They were down there this last week, and on one day, they caught over 70 calico bass, and they said a bunch of them were in the 5-8 pound range, and that was in one day. And the next day was a little bit over 50 calicos caught. So the season is starting off great, and we are expecting great things this year to start off like that.
Man,
so,
now, what a start to the season.
I know.
Rosie, I can't believe it. That's awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah.
It's just a testament to what a great operation you run and the boats and the captains that you guys provide. I mean, it's not like the old days. There's a lot more competition down there, but really there isn't. You know what I mean? You guys just do it the best, and you have the best boats and the best people driving, and you do such a great job, and really proud to watch it turn into what it has.
And outside of that, the food and
the service.
Hors d'oeuvres, you come back to the yellowtail sashimi and the just crazy stuff they put together, Rosie.
Yep, you guys nail it, Rosie.
Yeah. We're working hard to make sure that we stay the best. We've got a new cook this year. I think, Corey, you know Captain Martin. You had him last year.
Sweetheart.
We call him Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
So, Mrs. Marvel is now cooking for us. She loves to cook. Yes. So we have Mrs. Marvel, and she is also a fluent English speaker. So everyone's loving her already. So, we try to just keep poking ourselves along and keep being the best that we can be. So here's to trip one. Trip two is down there now. Trip two is also logged in a few 40-plus pounders. So, and we still have spots open, you guys. We still have some onesie twosies and a few 3 spots open on the season. There is 1 spot open on your early July trip. Your July, I think it's the 1st through the 5th. 1 spot still open. So,
which is a great time, Rosie, to be down there.
Yeah.
I mean, I did it last year, and Tommy P.
Yeah, you
this
did.
Year.
Yeah.
I had the time of my life. I loved it, and it's such a great time with the 4th of July, the fireworks, the traffic, everything that goes on.
That's rad.
North of the border.
Yeah.
It's just a beautiful place. I mean, we're all patriotic and love the 4th of July, but I honestly couldn't think of a better place than to be on an island of Mexico celebrating.
Yeah, we always say, Cedros Island, old world Mexico, low-key, relaxed. The crew does everything for you. It's your time after you're done fishing, pulling in some 40-pounders. Sit back, relax, let the crew take care of you. They love to do it.
Totally.
And with the whole trip being all-inclusive, Rosie, I mean, if you want your Tecates, the boys will take you down to the local liquor store. What do they end up being, 75 cents a piece or a buck a piece?
Something like that. Yeah, they're a buck under a buck a beer,
That's ridiculous, yeah.
So rad.
Yeah.
I love it, Rosie.
Yeah.
I'm so glad to hear you're off to such a great start, a really good sign of things to come. I know there's so many people that have been asking me, like, hey, what do you hear about Cedros? Everybody's excited about their trips coming up. And I just wait. Rosie's about to give the first report. So there's a lot of people that were anxious to hear what was going on, and I'm sure they were very happy at the results. Well, a great job, Rosie. And one more time, if somebody wants one of those spots, onesie, twosie, threesies that exist throughout the season, how do we book them?
Hey, please give me a call. It's always best to give me a call because then we can get through and answer all of your questions. Phone number here is 619-772-7570.
You guys are the best for a reason, Rosie. We sure appreciate it. Thanks for everything you do, and we'll look forward to the reports going on all season long.
You got it, you guys. We'll talk to you next week. Have a good one.
Thanks,
Rosie.
Appreciate that very much. All right, now let's finish off with our man, C4 Sport Fishing. We got him. Marcos is standing by. Marcos, I know there was a lot going on at C4. There was some good fishing that happened this week.
Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, definitely a continuation of last week's report. The nice mix of fish, ranging from those half-day and twilight trips. Very good calico bass fishing, some sand bass sneaking into the mix, rockfish, reds, whitefish, whole mix of stuff that they just expect on a half day. Some nice weather in there. little bit of May gray, you know, I guess now June bloom in the morning, but it's actually been some nice afternoons there. Twilight trip again doing very well. San Diego, still looking at those offshore trips. Those bluefin just don't want to cooperate yet. They're seeing some. Some of the days are seeing quite a bit. Not quite biting yet, but, I mean, that's only a matter of time there. They did have a 93 Bonito a couple days ago on Thursday there. And there's definitely some bigger Bonito in the mix, which we all know a lot of fun fishing those big Bonito there. So definitely check that out. The overnight trip, still seeing those bluefin. We're seeing anything from like 20 to 40 on the lower end, 100, 150 pound fish on the big end. Player Supreme came back a couple days ago. They had 37 bluefin. Most of them were in that 20 to 100 pound range, but they did have a 235 pounder in there. So overall, like I said, continuation of what we talked about last week. Whatever you're looking for right now, someone's going to be fishing for it. Whether that be just get on a half day, catch some bass, which calico bass fishing is a lot of fun, especially when they're biting as well as they are now. Get a little bit of rock fish in there, take home, make some fish tacos. If you want to go offshore, take a look around on those shorter full-day trips compared to the, you know, one day and day and a half. You don't have that time to do those honor trips. Not seen the bluefin quite yet. It's only been a matter of time. Like I said, there's still a lot of good bonito fishing there. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Have the full schedule up there. Half days, twilights, full days, one day, day and a half, 2 days. There's some longer trips in there. We've got trips scheduled throughout the year, and both keep adding trips in. So definitely keep an eye on that. Check it out. You can make reservations right online there. Just call the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person here on Mission Bay. Get some food next door. Come in the tackle shop. Get your gear tuned up. Pick up the MC swim baits and go out there and catch some calico bass.
Good thinking there, Marcos.
I like it.
There's one thing I want to remind you about, Marcos. And tomorrow.
Oh, yes. The Rock and Roll Marathon tomorrow, guys.
Yeah.
If you're coming to the Bay Area or actually just anywhere in the downtown area, you know, they've done such a good job with that Rock and Roll Marathon recently that it doesn't impact us quite nearly as much as it used to. They leave two-wheel drive open on one side. So it's not completely shut down, but it still does cause some traffic there when you got that many people coming in. That runs the Balboa Park in downtown also. So definitely plan for that. If you're coming fishing tomorrow, if you're just coming to the beach in general, plan for that and come down and, you know, enjoy the fun.
Yeah, it looked like the route was kind of friendly if you were coming down Ingram from the north, kind of. Like, to try to come down the 8 to the end, it might be a nightmare for you, but just look at the map before you move the route.
Absolutely. Check out the website. They've got the full route on there. They should, like I said, SeaWorld Drive is open. They've done that last few years. But only one side of SeaWorld Drive, so they route all the traffic on the one side there. So you can still get here, like Corey said, if you can find an alternate route, if you're coming, you know, through PB or Mission Beach down Ingram there, that's not a bad idea. And, you know,
hey, it's worth it for that bass fishing on the new Seaforth right now.
It absolutely is. You know, like I said, just give yourself a little bit of time. If you're coming early morning, you'll probably avoid the vast majority of that, but still give yourself a little bit of extra time. If you're coming in the evening, most of it should be cleaned up by then, but just keep an eye on that. If you have waves or anything like that, definitely check that because they're pretty good about updating that also.
Good call, Marcos. All right. Well, a great report. Sounds like kind of all cylinders are firing there at Seaforth, and we're just at the beginning of June. I think we got a whole lot of good coming our way. Appreciate a great report, as always, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos.
Yeah, and the catch report was sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you can get your premier processing experience. Check out the new and easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. Now with the addition of the new team member, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity and the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town and Taylor Street, or you can check them out at fishermansprocessing.com and make sure to make your reservation today. And I saw them down there, man, picking up those beautiful bluefin this morning, man.
Busy morning already rolling. Yeah, those guys are killing it. Well, it's been a very busy morning already. Corey, why don't we sneak back into the phones?
Let's do it. How about Lucas? Lucas calling from, is it Canyon Valley? Good morning, Lucas.
What's up, Lucas?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing good. How you doing,
doing
buddy?
Really good.
I have a question for Corey. So me and my dad like going happy fishing and freshwater bass fishing in our local lakes. And I was wondering what Corey's favorite size and color for MC swim baits, for the happy boat and for any freshwater lake in Southern California.
Lucas, you broke up just the teeniest bit. We got most of the story up until it said what Corey's favorite, and then it cut out. So one more time, your question was Corey's favorite what?
Favorite size and color of MC swim baits for half-day boat and freshwater bass fishing.
Well,
that's a good question.
Yeah, it's a good one, man. Right up my alley, Lucas, and appreciate you calling in. And half-day fishing, if they're backed up against the kelp, I mean, any baitfish color is really going to do you well. My favorite would be a 5-inch weedless. I mean, if you can get that kind of scenario down, if I was on my own boat, that's exactly what I'd be doing. And freshwater style, El Salto, again, a 5-inch weedless would probably be my favorite. And it always seems like that white, something with white, you know, stands out in that dirtier water. Local, a 4-inch little weedless might,
okay,
might work if you're asking what I make, you know, in that scenario. Bite friendly, you'll catch a 10-inch bass, but you'll might get a 10-pounder too.
Does that change if the scenario is different? When we were kind of talking about the beginning of the show, if you're in that kelp region but you're fishing more on hard bottom and you're fishing more on rock, does the style of lure change? Does the lead head swap out for the weedless, or does that fish still come up because the chum is drawing them up to the surface? Like,
I know,
it's
how so
do you
tough.
Change if the conditions are different?
So if the sport boat anchors up and you don't see the kelp on the surface and the water's clean, I'm going to a cleaner lure, like the blue grunion color.
Okay.
It's by far one of my favorite. It's just a fishy looking color, you know.
Still chartreuse lead head?
Chartreuse would work good. Yeah, absolutely. You're on it, Rick. Yeah, you know exactly. And the tighter the kelp, the tighter the structure. I like something that tries to blend in, like kelpy looking, but yet a little bit of vibrant color so it stands out. And that's usually a home run color right
okay.
there.
Right on.
Yeah, I love it.
Lucas, I hope you guys have some great fishing, man. Appreciate the call very much. And, man, keep us in touch. Let us know what's working for you on the next time you jump on the half-day boat. I had a great text come through. And this one says, hey, guys, so you're always talking about tuna gear on the show, and I hear so many questions about big reels. What I'd like to talk about is your preferences on calico bass gear. If you're fishing calicos from a sport boat, what one or two rod and reel combos are going with you? How are you setting them up? Line, leader, and baits from Mike in San Juan Capistrano.
Wow. What would you choose, Rick?
I'm bringing two outfits. The first one is my get a bite at all cost every time outfit, and that's going to be like an 8-foot Shimano Terramar, like a medium heavy, and probably like a Corrado, you know, a 150 to 200 size reel, and 65 pound Spectra, and something small like a 4-inch bait or a fall bait, like a Wham, something like that. Like that'd be my get a bite rod. And then my other rod would be just one step up, a little heavier. For me, it'd be a Tranks 300. Again, a Terramar, probably a medium heavy, maybe even up to a heavy. And I would just fish a little bit heavier. I'm still that traditional 5-inch MC weedless and a 3/4 ounce, you know, some kind of a nose tied lead head, whether it be a war bait or a boxer or some type of lead head where the tie is at the very front top of the lure. And those would be my two.
I like it. I mean, I'm right up that alley too. An 8-foot rod, sport boat style, 8-foot. It's either going to be the 200 Tranks or 300.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to bring one rod, it'd be a 300, 50-pound braid. I could change out the leader. If I'm using live bait, I could go with 25 or 30-pound leader. And if I'm throwing stuff over the kelp, I'd be using a 40-pound leader in case I hook a sea bass or yellow, anything like that.
And with both of those outfits, you could just as easily cut off your lead head and swim bait and tie on a number 2 hook and fly line a chovy back there.
I mean, if you had to fish whitefish, you could put on the 4-ounce sinker and go to the bottom with the same rig.
Totally.
Count me in.
Yeah, right on, Michael. Hey, appreciate the text very much.
Oh, my gosh. We're having so much fun. And we're going to be right back having fun with you when we return on the Let's Talk Cook Up app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Good morning, anglers. This is Bob Cook, captain of the Fat Tuna from the hit Nat Geo television show Wicked Tuna. The tuna are biting in San Diego, and right now I would like to invite you to come fishing with me on the Liberty for the annual 2-day Tuna Wars trip on June 25th and 26th. This trip is a wonderful opportunity to support Friends of Rollo, as all the proceeds raised benefit the Rollo program to take more kids fishing. If you would like to join me on this adventure, please contact Howard at RolloKids.org for more information, or visit RolloKids.org. If you can't make the trip, plan on attending the captain's reception on Sunday, June 23 at Dana Landing, where you can meet me as well as Captain Dave Marciano and Nancy Marciano of the Hard Merchandise. The three of us are looking forward to meeting you and sharing this great evening. See you all soon.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surge of Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at surgeofsportfishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's surgeofsportfishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound tests for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound tests for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, Rick. Having so much fun, just talking fish and having a good time. And if you want to do so with us, 213-432-1090 is the telephone number to call, or you can send us a text via the app. And Rick, the texts have been flowing.
Yeah, there's a bunch.
Right?
Yeah,
can't even go through them all.
Yeah, it's been a great show already this morning. Lots of time for you, lots of time for your phone calls and your texts. And yeah, we're having a great time. And let's just do that. Why don't we jump right back into the phones, Corey?
Let's do it. How about Tommy P, the one and only?
Hey,
San Diego, Tommy P.
Long time, Tommy.
Hey guys, good morning. I was just thinking, if I ever got reincarnated back into life, I want to come back as Pete Gray.
I just read a text, which we're obviously not going to read on the air, that cracked me up. That was all about that. Like, man, can you tell me what Pete does for like a real living? Like, how is this happening? He's gone every day fishing somewhere cool. I had such a chuckle out of that.
New boat sitting out there. Yeah,
I'm sorry. I was talking over you, and I apologize. But he's coming back to a brand new boat that he's got to get rigged up, man. Come on.
I saw it yesterday. So I had a question for you. I was fortunate enough to get a nice hunk of that fresh bluefin tuna, and I seared a little bit last night, which was just oh my God, melt in your mouth. But I was wondering what ways, Ricky or Corey, what ways do you guys like to fix that? I mean, I got like 4 or 5 nice pieces out of the hunk.
Oh, man. Sashimi.
Great call, Tommy. Yeah, I mean, and it's so relevant to what we have right now. If I was going down the list, so my wife, Dallas, was born and raised in Hawaii. They were from Maui, from Lahaina.
Poke.
And Dallas makes the best poke in the world. Well, Dallas' mom, Melissa, makes the best poke in the whole world.
Oh.
And Dallas is a very close second.
Yeah.
So poke is probably like a favorite in our house. If I am making it, though, if you're talking to me, like, I'll screw up the poke. I'm too heavy-handed with the sauce. The key with it is, you know, let the fish be the star. And she's got that handled. If it's me, I really like to do the sesame seed and sear and just like sear off a little piece where, I mean, you just have a quarter inch of color and a nice little red chunk and a little bit of wasabi and soy. Like that's probably my favorite. What about you, Corey?
Well, sashimi is going to be the way, and the sauce is like the key to it, right? And I love garlic. My wife loves garlic. I zest the garlic into the soy and squeeze a lemon into it. So the lemon is about a 25% of the soy, right?
Okay.
And a dash of sesame oil, toasted sesame oil. And if you take a green onion and you slice them, you know, into the rings and slice them in and put them in the sauce, the green onion becomes the carrier of the sauce. And it's just amazing. So when you dip your fish, you're getting part of the green onion. And
that sounds killer.
Oh, yeah. Bring it on, Tommy B.
The one last one I'd throw out there, Tommy, that we don't do very often is a piece of blackened, you know, most of the bluefin at our house, it receives very little heat. It's very rare that we ever cook a piece of tuna that gets heat. And if it is, it's usually just a quick sear. But every now and again, especially with those big ones, if you have a big steak and a crazy hot cast iron pan, you get it on the barbecue outside on the side burner where you can put some pretty serious BTUs and a heavy blackening and do the whole butter coat. If I'm gonna put heat to a piece of bluefin, it's usually that. It's got a true blacken. But what a fun one, Tommy, and appreciate the phone call. What about you? Do you have a favorite family recipe?
I'm not a fishmonger, but I got to tell you, some seasoning, some oil, and searing it, because you don't want to ruin the taste of that. It's so delicious. But I kind of forgot about the other ways. The blackened ways, the poke and stuff like that are just great ideas. But it's so good. I mean, it's so good.
So
anyway, appreciate the recipe, guys, and I was going to say, have a great rest of the show, huh?
A fun one, man. Appreciate you bringing that up. That was a cool one.
Oh, man.
Let's find out what's going on, Corey.
Right,
what do we got?
We've got him on the line, man. The one and only Captain Mike from the Tribute. Maybe he's got a favorite bluefin recipe, too.
What do you say, Mike?
I do. But it's funny, especially with fresh bluefin, fresh yellowfin, what a little bit of butter and ground pepper can do. Like fresh ground pepper seared. And it sounds way too simple, but for whatever reason, ground pepper and searing it adds, it tastes like it's a lot more than just ground pepper to it.
But changes. That's, wow. That's rad.
One of the things that I had with them when I was on the show, how simple it could be. Some of the blackened seasonings that they made were awesome, but just fresh ground pepper and, you guys go, man, what's on it? I'm like, that's it. It's just ground pepper. But for somehow it heats up just right and it adds just a very simple touch to the sear.
Sounds I like amazing. It, man. That's good tip. speaking of something to sear, are they continue to bite?
Yeah, Captain Rick called in this morning at 7 bluefin, 40 to 60 pounds last night. It felt like they lost more than, typical nighttime bluefin fishing. But on the last few trips, there's been guys that have come out, light loads, big loads, whatever, and the savvy guys, the guys that spend time at the rail, the guys that listen to the crew, there was a guy last night that had three of them. Three out of seven.
Right.
Pretty darn good.
Yeah.
There's fish that are lost and everything else, but, we talked about it last week. We had our two-day charter, and there's guys that just didn't want to get up and fish at night, which is fine. I mean, it doesn't help our fish count at all. But, I mean, those guys that want to, have a couple of cocktails at dinner time and go to bed. But for the guys that come out on some of these trips, and we do have some one-day trips coming up, which is pretty much 80% nighttime fishing, you got to put in your time.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen any other way.
We're hearing it a lot from the guys on this end too, Mike, is that, the main production of fishing is at nighttime right now. And we always joke about it, but the bomber school never seems to happen at 8:30 or 9 o'clock at night. You gotta put your time into it. And those that do, just trip after trip after trip are rewarded, and you just don't give in to the temptation of I gave it a try for a couple hours. It doesn't seem like they're biting. tonight and I'm going to go to bed. Like, you wouldn't do that if the roles were reversed. You know, you wouldn't start at gray light and fish till 8 o'clock in the morning and say, it's not happening today. I'm just going to go sleep the rest of the afternoon.
And the reason that Mike's stopping the boat is on fish and putting you on the fish.
Some of these nighttime schools that we're looking at are just, you almost can't understand how the jig can drop through them. You're looking at it on the sonar, you're looking at it on the fish finder, and it looks like the bottom, and you're like, how is this not happening, you know?
It's not snapped all the way down.
You do four or five of those, and, you know, fishing the jig is a lot of work. Physically, it's a lot.
Sure.
And I tell people, I said, if you're not getting winded fishing the jig, you're probably not doing it right. It should be, you know, it's pretty hands-on. A lot of physical work, a lot of winding, a lot of getting up there every single drop, and then all of a sudden you have that one shot where, you know, you take the boat out of gear, you tell the guys to drop them, you turn the lights on, and you start hearing hook up, and you know, then you got seven of them hanging. That doesn't happen every stop, and, you know, some guys give up on it or whatever, but, you know, it's a weird day and age of fishing. You know, we're starting to, we have to assume we're going to go back to normal at one point or another, at least in my opinion. We're going to go back to daytime yellowfin. There's going to be Dorado. And that's really going to throw people off. We have a lot of crew members, I think, that have worked this year that don't know anything other than nighttime fish.
Sure.
That's just when we catch them. So, at least for the time being, we're still doing our early departure day and a half, 5 p.m.
Smart.
Thursday night's overnight trip leaves at 5 p.m. So it still gives you that same opportunity. I know the Highlander had an overnight trip. Yesterday they had 37. So, those, you know, you get out there, as long as the fish are reasonably close, like they're going to be a good addition to our schedule. And aside from that, we have, like, tomorrow's day and a half trip, early departure, 5 p.m. We only have 8 booked right now. The trips will go. I'll be there. I'll be running that one. Weather on Monday looks very, very nice. So really good chance. Pizza Point sponsored trip. We always talk about it, how good the pizza and beer is. But a really good chance to get out tomorrow. And then Thursday night's probably going to go. We only have 5 booked right now for our date overnight trip. Friday night sold out.
You said you made it a definite go with only 8 people on it right now?
Yeah, I'm a glutton for punishment.
Crazy. Well, I mean, what a great opportunity to fish the boat, though, and see all the things that you guys do. I mean, obviously you're going to get out with more than that, but, I mean, it's a great opportunity to fish on a light load, and they're biting. Like I said, one guy had half the damn fish because he stayed up all night fishing the jig.
If you look at some of our pictures over the last couple of weeks, and some of our regulars, it's just like a rerun. There they are with fish, there they are with fish. And those are the guys that get on the boat, and they're like, hey, you know, I took a nap earlier, or I'll sleep when I get home.
Exactly. Yeah. You said it best, man. Get on the boat, eat your pizza, drink a cold one, and then go right down to the rack and get some sleep. It's going to take several hours to get out there. You get a good nap in you, get up, have a cup of coffee, and go whale on some bluefins.
That's it. Usually we have a pretty good opportunity after we get you dialed in. Crew will get you rigged up. If you have rental gear, crew will get you rigged up, and then you have a few hours to take a nap, and it's so hard for a lot of these guys. They're excited to get on the boat. And you don't want to be the guy who finally falls asleep when we get there.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, some good info, Mike. Glad to hear that there's some good biting fish. Sounds like Rick's already on them this morning. Great news on that. And
really good time to fish today.
One more time, give us the opportunities coming on the week and then how we book those spots.
Tomorrow night, light load. I guess support the call, 619-224-3383. You can book through seaforthland.com, tributesportfishing.com. Thursday night's overnight trip looks like it's going to go as well, and, you know, everybody has to lie low, but it gets you up and you get that full, almost full first night of fishing, and that's key right now.
Yep, no doubt about it. Well, you guys do just the best job of always running, keeping on them, keeping us informed, and we sure appreciate it, Mike. Great job, and we'll look forward to hearing how that trip goes next week. If you guys make a catch, we'd sure love to hear about it.
We'll check back in with you guys. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate that very much. Well, Corey, let's jump back into those phones.
Let's do it. How about JJ? JJ Cohn from Carlsbad. Good morning, JJ. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. What an amazing show. I actually just moved here from Florida 2 weeks ago, and I was at the bar the other day, and we were talking to these guys, and they were talking about fishing. Next thing you know, they're telling me about I need to download and listen to the most amazing show ever. It's called Let's Talk Hookup.
Nice.
I went and downloaded this app, and I have now just baffled. I'm lost my mind. What have you been all my life? I mean, I've now gone through a bunch of shows through the archive. I mean, how easy it is. I literally just touched the button. I'm going to listen to the Shimano reps talking about
all the spinning gear that I need to know again about, well, welcome to the East Coast. And now I'm just going, this is just amazing. So I downloaded the app, got this going. I can't believe I even got you guys to talk on the phone even. But my question is, so with the cattle boats, and we're talking fishing like this and going on, I want to plan a trip coming up here in about a week or two. What is the difference on the different cattle boats you guys have here? Because out there, I know for a fact, in Sarasota, there's different captains that literally would come back with their boat full of fish. There's other captains that come back empty-handed somehow. So I know there is a difference in knowledge. I know out there. I don't know about out here. And then where are we going? Like, just like, just as late, that pizza. Where's this pizza boat one? We get pizza and beer, and then we show up, and we get to catch 100-pound bluefin. Let's talk about this. I'm like so excited, like a kid that can't stop about this show. Like, I mean, this is like, where has this show been all my entire life? And he's like, oh yeah, you'll never believe it. Like, you can really text them and do this and that, and they'll have everything there for you. And I'm like, really? Like, you got a question? Call me.
And that's the fun part of the show.
It's just amazing. I'm like, I'm just giggling.
And we're talking about the, and thank you for the comments, honestly, but you're talking about the tribute and Mike just calling in. They do have a Pizza Port sponsored trip where they give you half off on beer and the pizza, all that on the way out, right? You get that for a few hours or whatever it is, you know, the pizza till it's gone.
I'll tell you the biggest difference that I thought of is, you know, when you talked about, like, the headboat style fishing back east.
Or the quote-unquote cattle.
That's exactly it, man. Yeah. And that's probably the biggest difference that you'll find between back there and here. And COVID was really the catalyst that changed the way that the sport boats fish out here is that, you know, and I can speak so much more for Fisherman's Landing, even though I don't work for the landing part of it, but our tackle store is in the landing. And, you know, we see it every time. And I know that the customers, spoke with their wallet, what they did. Like, COVID forced a lot of boats to run with a much lighter load, and our customers said, hey man, we would rather pay more money and have less people on the boat. And that's exactly what happened. You know, they're the same amount of crew but lesser passengers. So the biggest difference you'll see in, you know, headboat back east to the sport boat fishing out here is exactly that. There's just a far lighter load per boat. You know, it's very common to see a 65 to 90 foot boat that's only carrying, you know, 18 to 30 guys on board.
And Rick, we talk about it many a times, and don't forget about the difference of the live bait.
A huge,
big deal. And JJ, that's something back east, yeah, you might carry a little bit of live bait, live shrimp or live whatever, but not in the capacity that these boats are carrying here. If you went to the bait receiver with your own boat and bought a scoop of bait, it would be, I don't know, $50-$60 a scoop, right? Well, you're purchasing a ticket to go, let's say, on the San Diego, $230. That includes your Mexican permit. That includes
$75 worth of permits.
It, right? Okay. And then add on the few scoops of bait you're going to use.
Yeah.
There's your ticket price.
Totally.
And so it's a very affordable way of doing it, whether you're fishing on a full day, a half day, or fishing with Mike on a day and a half trip on the Tribute, or any of these other boats out of Fisherman's Landing, Point Loma, Seaforth. You're not going to go wrong. In fact, tomorrow on air, we're going to have Captain Rick Slavkin.
Yeah, from the Oceanside 95.
And not very far from you, JJ, you know. So we'll get to cover that. And neither Rick or myself have met the guy, but you're going to meet him along with us.
He's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be talking fishing. And we really appreciate the kind words, JJ. Thanks a lot for the call. I'm glad you've been having fun. Had a great text come through, you know, speaking of our live bait fishing that we were talking about earlier, Corey. He says, yeah. Good morning, Rick and Corey. I went on the Twilight at a Seaforth this week, and they had anchovies. I was able to cast them out with a little assist from an egg sinker, but I'm just having trouble fly lining an anchovy successfully. Over the years of bait fishing, Corey, can you give me some tips to help for that? That's from Tom in University City.
Man, Tom, that's a whole nother era, man. It really is. I mean, it's just, there's so much talked about hooking a live bait, whether it's a sardine, and just generally, sometimes the overhead cast and getting that bait out there just does not do justice to the bait, right? Sometimes, Rick, you know, a slight underhand lob, mm-hmm, where the bait never leaves more than 3 feet of the water and enters the water safely without a scale coming off it sometimes is better than making the cast three times the distance.
That's it. You know, if you could cast it three times farther, but when it hits the water and it slaps down and
half
it stuns the bait
off.
And the scales are out, and it's a case by case thing. And if you were wanting to get into the techie side of gear, Tom, like that's one of the few areas where sometimes the old school rod, the all fiberglass rod, makes a difference as opposed to that faster recoiling kind of snappy graphite. You know, a longer, slower tapered, parabolic, all graphite rod is going to load easier and is going to be a lot more gentle on that bait. When you do make your cast, the slow fiberglass isn't flinging the bait off the rod. So those are all tools in terms of getting the bait out there. And then once you do, having a reel that's got a lightweight spool that allows your bait to swim line off of the reel, with your assist makes a difference. I love my lever drag two-speed Talikas and Speedmasters. They're the greatest reels that have ever been made. I would say that without any question on a Talika. But if I'm fly lining a Chovy, I'm fishing a Trinidad. You know, a star drag reel with a very lightweight spool, so your bait doesn't have to struggle to swim line off of the reel.
That's cool. Here in the Twilight Boat had Chovy though.
Oh man.
It's a whole different ball game when you've got small Chovy on a half day trip. Fishing the kelp or the coastal area. I don't care if it's barracuda fishing or bonito or bass fishing. That little Chovy is just magic.
It's crazy how it just lights everything up.
Yeah,
you start
to
sprinkle that around, and whatever lived there, it's coming out to investigate.
You say that, and I'm envisioning bass flipping and flopping, and oh my gosh.
I'm ready for that right
Bring
now.
Bring it on.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I'm ready.
We're going to be right back. We're going to find out who's won this full-day trip on the San Diego. It's been such a fun show. Can't get through all the texts and calls, but we appreciate it all, and we're going to be right back on the Let's Talk a Kebab, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is Tommy the Fishmonger from Tunaville Market and Grocery and the TV show Fishmonger. I've known Yosef Husseini for over 20 years, and he's the expert when it comes to real estate. He's helped me with estate planning and multiple estate questions that the average guy like myself just doesn't understand. Yosef's not only a fellow angler, but he's an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find their ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free, no obligation home evaluation now online from Yosef by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get that report fast. Yosef is a SoCal real estate guy to go to. He's helped me and many of my customers and family members to find what they are looking for in a home. He understands the real estate market like no other, so take it from Tommy the Fishmonger. Yosef's the real deal when it comes to your real estate needs. Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and I'll see you at Tunaville Market and Grocery.
This is Captain Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Your hook is one of the most important links to catching fish. And at Searcher Sport Fishing, we use and recommend Gamagatsu hooks. The Gamagatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with a variety of sizes all the way down to size 4, Gamagatsu hooks are the ones to use. It's important to be prepared with the right tackle when you come aboard Searcher, so that should include Gamagatsu hooks.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
If there's one thing we like, it's choices. And at your San Diego County Ford dealers, you can find yours with the all-new 2024 Ford F-150 and a range of powertrain options. Whether it's a gas engine with the best-in-class towing, powering up with the F-150 hybrid and the available Pro Power on board, or the all-electric F-150 Lightning. What you choose to do with that much power is up to you. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Hook up!
All right. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, Rick. Such a fun show, man.
Awesome.
Such a good way to do
awesome
it.
Awesome one.
We're going to give away a full-day trip on to San Diego. There's a coin flip. It's a caller. And here's the cool thing, man.
Yeah.
Chuck from Dana Point's the winner, right? But he never made it on air. So if you're ever calling in, you don't make it on air, you're still in the hopper for a chance to win, right? So Chuck from Dana Point wins the full-day trip on to San Diego.
Hung in there with us for a long time. It was a busy show, lots of reports, lots of fun, and we weren't able to get to his call, but Chuck hung into the end, and now he's going fishing on board the San Diego.
Stoked.
Congratulations, yeah. Chuck. Appreciate that. Corey, these ones, I just can't. It trips me out how fast they go by, but
super fast.
But what a great time this was, and what great fishing goes on, and I really enjoy these. Like you said, you always say it best. It's just fun conversation, and it's like hanging out with our listeners, which are our fishing buddies, and there's nothing more fun than getting to hang out and talk fishing for a couple hours.
Talking fishing, and you know what? I never have enough time in my life to go fishing enough, right?
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. But some great stuff going on. You know, we heard it from all the boys. A couple of great opportunities to go fishing with Captain Mike aboard the trip. Tribute for some trips this week, and then also that great great opportunity to go to Cedros Sport Fishing,
yeah.
and fish with Rosie on those great trips out of Cedros. Some really, really good opportunities coming up.
And the jump on that 4th of July trip. You know, the Let's Talk Hookup, Tommy P's hosting it, and I went on it last year. Such a great group of people that are on that trip, and just a great family atmosphere. The property's beautiful. If you've never been, it's your chance to go.
Yep, no doubt about it. Well, hey, we appreciate you listening. A great time here on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Tomorrow, another great show. Captain Rick Slavkin from the O-Side 95 is going to be joining us from Point Loma Sport Fishing. Going to be a lot of fun, and we're really looking forward to that. Talking fishing and talking with you. Big thanks to Adam for keeping us up on the app, and we appreciate you listening. We got more Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and that Let's Talk Hookup app.